Okay, so call the meeting to order.
And then what?
No.
Pledge of Allegiance. It's all written out there for you.
I know. If we can all stand in
the mystery.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
I did.
I do that too.
It's really just an opportunity for me to see who's here and not here, and they
not
would
here.
Be marked down.
Not here.
Oh no,
that's not who we're reading.
No,
but thank you for coming.
Roll call officially over.
Continue. That's fine. Yeah,
here.
So
public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable.
We don't have one.
Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board or council by majority vote. Move to approval of the minutes from the January 31st.
We do not have those, and that's my fault. You'll see there's several things that I did not get done this month, so that's one of them.
So those minutes will be possibly approved for next month?
Yep, they'll
Thank
be on
you,
the agenda.
Megan.
For sure.
Approval of the agenda for February 28th today. Hold, combine, or delete any of the items for possible action. Do I have a move to approve?
I move to approve as.
Second.
Thank you. Information items.
Three now. Three to.
Say it again?
No, there's only three of you.
Yeah.
So go, Jen.
Informational items. Receiving a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other crime area concerns. This is for discussion.
They had planned to be here and something was to come up.
Again.
Well.
They have more important things to do.
Not that it's
I would hope so.
But they have a big area and there's lots of bad guys out there. So.
And we will be happy when they have the time to come.
Yes.
That means they're not fighting the bad guys.
Officer Johnson actually expressed a desire to attend more meetings.
Oh, good.
But if they get a call in
they gotta
Blue
go.
Diamond, you know, they're...
They gotta go.
Yeah.
We will await their arrival. How about a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding an update on the Terrible Herbst project in Keene?
So, Terrible Herbst, I told you several meetings that their plans were in plan check. They are still in plan check for review, but I talked to the architect, and after it had been kind of sitting for a while, and they're ramping the project back up, so he's hoping to break ground. They're hoping to get the permits and break ground in the near future. So, project is not dead. It's just been on a lull for a while, so they're moving ahead with that. I'll skip the OHV, I'll come right back to that. The Snipplemuck Trail project, I was not able to get the information on that. If you guys, I don't know if any of you watch local news and politics, we've had a lot of stuff going on in the Red Rock area.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of stuff. I have 6 towns, for anybody who doesn't know, and keeps me on my toes, and so a few things I didn't get done. So I apologize, I will have full reports on that next month. So as far as the OHV trail, as most of you know, this is a huge, complicated issue. So last Tuesday, myself, a representative from BLM, two representatives from Metro, someone from the off-roading community, myself and the traffic manager for Clark County. We all met here. We sat at the Pioneer and brainstormed for a little bit, talked about the issue, what the problem is, so that we're all on the same page. And it basically was not news to anyone what the problems were. And I've been formulating an idea of where I thought this trail could go. And there's really only one route that doesn't go by anybody's house. So we went out and walked it. And I don't know if everybody will be able to see the map here. So this is the Pioneer here on the corner. My idea and what we are all working towards right now is to bring a trail within this right-of-way. And when you guys get a chance, you can come look at this. The right-of-way is, I would say, about 100 feet, 150 feet wide for the highway. But it's only paved maybe a third of that. So from the edge of the highway to the edge of where they own, where the right-of-way is, there's 30 to 40 feet of space in there. So the plan is, what we're working towards now, is to have a designated OHV trail in that area. So people could come in and out through this way. It would come down the road to just past the cemetery, and then it would cut across BLM land. I don't know if it would go straight. That is yet to be determined, to connect to the bypass to take people into or out of the area. There are some obstacles in the way, one of which is literally a rock and a hard place. It's as you drive out of town, coming past the Pioneer on the left here, there's an outcropping of rock. So literally we have rock, a big rock in our way. I don't think we can cut it out, but we're looking at options of going over the top, because the trail doesn't have to be flat, and that's the beauty that we're working with off-road vehicles. It doesn't have to be flat. So we're thinking about bringing the trail down, going up and over, which may include some private property, which may make things easier or not, and then bring it back down to the road, to the same length as the road, or same height as the road. So right now, everybody at the meeting was on board. BLM, which is usually, this is pretty funny, anybody's been around for a while knows BLM is notoriously difficult to work with, and they may be the easiest part of this project. So which is great. So BLM is totally on board for finding a way to make their part happen. We have to work in this right-of-way here. This is owned by NDOT. And what happens is the county will have to say, we want to designate a trail, and then we have to go to NDOT and ask for an easement to put our trail there for us to maintain. This is going to be a new thing for NDOT and the county. This hasn't been done this way before, so it's going to be a learning process for all of us. Then we have to figure out our rock situation, and I'm hoping we can talk to private property owners, because there's not much they can do with that land right now, because it's a big outcropping of rock. So hopefully they'll work with us on that. So the next step that I have not been able to do yet, but will, is Kaizad, who is our traffic manager, who at first was a little resistant, but unlike many engineers that I work with, he's willing to think outside the box. He walked this whole thing and gave us ideas all the way along. He and I are going to meet with NDOT together and say, here's what we need to do. Please work with us. Once we get NDOT on board, I think we'll be able to really make some progress. So that's where we are. It's not going to solve all our problems. Just like traffic, speed limit signs don't solve all our problems. But by having an actual route right now, there's nowhere to tell people to go. You can explain, oh, just go out this way. That's the way you should go. Right now, there's no way to do that. And by having this, we can do publicity. One of the people involved, I don't know if I should say who's involved, the off-road person, his son is a major national OHV truck driver. And he's going to be integral in this process, because he wants to continue to be able to come here and utilize this come to the bar right out here, do these things. So it's important to him to work with us and help us do this. So that's huge. And he said his son would be come out, do grand opening of the trail. I mean, we can make this into something fantastic, publicize it. They have a lot of communication with the off-road community so they can spread the word. We can have maps that show where it is. We can have signage both here and up here, which I know is Dr. Fleming's concern, because coming in, we need them to know where to go to. You know, not just from here. When they come off of the trails up here, we need to know that they're going to go this way and come back in. There were some concerns from some people that people don't want to go further than that. They just want to cut through wherever. But our off-road guy that was there said that's basically the way they go now. So it's not even a mile. I measured it. It's not even a mile out of the way. So like I said, it's not going to solve all the problems, but it's a start. It's a way we can start making it happen. So there's still going to be those bad actors, just like there are anywhere. There's still going to be those bad actors, but enforcement can be easier and stronger because there is a designated trail. So that if they're off the designated trail, you know, it's going to be very clear. Right now, it's kind of gray area. There will be no gray area anymore. So that's where we are.
So our local group is happy with that? I mean, have they, you know, the one that...
Yes, I talked to Mr. Stotts, and he said that whatever they needed to do, just let him know. I actually ran into him after the meeting.
Yeah.
And because they get a lot of flack, even though they're not the bad actors. They get a lot of flack. So making things better in general for the whole attitude of everything will make it better for them. So it may make them have to adjust the way they do business a little bit. But I think in the long run, they'll be happy with the positive nature of the whole thing.
Okay, you're talking about coming down the highway, basically.
The side of the highway.
To the...
Past the cemetery.
Past the cemetery.
And the reason we have to
on
do
the
that...
On this side of the cemetery.
From the Pioneer, out of town, past the cemetery.
Okay.
The reason
on...
we have to do that is because that's our first connection to BLM. We can't go across private property. Our person that's involved from the OHV community tried to buy the private property just to have a trail, and it's too much. It's not
so
doable.
The rock you're talking about, is that right when you
between the cemetery and the Pioneer? There's
okay, so
flat,
it's to getting them
flat,
over.
Flat.
It's okay. Where our Welcome to Good Springs sign is.
Yes.
Okay.
So is there a road already on the other side of the cemetery? Is there? Oh, so they're going to make a road?
Well, won't be a road. It'll be a trail.
Okay.
It's a big difference.
Right.
It's not going to be paved.
Okay.
It's not going to be maintained.
Right. Between the cemetery and the highway.
Which is a wash, basically, right through there.
Well, it'll go across the wash.
Yeah.
But that's how we don't know where it's going to go, because they'll have to find the best place to cross, and that's BLM's thing. So that's the beauty of part of it, is part of it is ours, part of it's BLM's. So none of us have to tackle the whole thing.
Okay, so past the cemetery, then they're going to make a trail that connects with the Hall Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then that won't be bringing it close to our houses out there. It'll be,
This is, just, I'll get to you just one sec. I have looked and looked and looked. This is the only way to get people out of town without going by a house.
Absolutely. My problem is that it's once they hit that corner, which is right where I live, they get on that pipeline route and they crack it open and I eat dirt for 5 hours.
Right, but this corner, there won't be a corner. The corner will be way out here. You guys are up here.
Where they go. They'll take that. They'll take that Hall route, and I live right on that corner of that Hall route that does a 90.
Once they get to the pavement, I believe they'll be on the pavement, and that's something to
But that's what I'm trying to say, Megan, because I live right on that corner. As soon as you make that corner, there's the pipeline route, which is the Kern River Pipeline, whatever they're calling it nowadays. They get on that and they crack it open, and then that's when I eat the dirt.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, and I understand that. This probably won't do anything about that.
And I don't know. We can't have a 2-mile radius around Good Springs that tells them that once you're 2 miles out from the main road of the last road you're on, which is the paved road, the truck route, anything from 2 miles out, then you can go 90. Until then, you're going
to
go 10.
Well, they're not allowed to go 90 anywhere.
Well, they do.
Oh, they do.
Right. I understand.
That's a speed limit issue.
That's a speed limit issue.
That's what I'm saying. Can we attach some of that kind of stuff along
there
with
already is
this
that
route?
Law. There's already that law. We're going to have signage.
Okay, well, yes,
talking
the
about the
is
route.
Better than nothing.
Right, talking right. about the route. But like I'm saying, jerks are going to be jerks whether we have a trail, whether there's speed limit signs.
I also think that Metro is going to be more proactive with having a trail and knowing that what we expect from them. We're going to do a lot of education at the bar, like giving them a flyer and things like that. So that way we can go, hey, listen, here's the trail, this is the speed limit. We've given them signs, we put up extra stuff, right. and now they're still not doing anything. There's no reason for that.
Right.
That's when we can get Metro in and start writing tickets.
Okay,
and
this may be something that you were going to address later, but you know this 311, that they have to be on hold for 45.
Yes, and that was one of the things I did not get to this month.
Oh, okay. But see, we've been told previously by Metro, mm-hmm. hey, call, because they don't know if they don't have calls, they don't know.
And I'm
know.
Sure Metro does not know about the 311 issue. I'll bet those officers do not know there's that hold time.
They do, because I told Officer Johnson exactly about that just a week ago.
A week ago.
Basically, I know that that's a budget item coming up right now, the 311 mess that does occur. The 911 works pretty well. He actually said, call 911,
and
they will refer you to 311, but at least we'll be logged in. So that then, if we have a number of calls logged in to 911, you know they're not going to respond from 911. They're going to refer it to 311. At least there's
a trail.
And all this time I've been calling 311 and waiting for 45 minutes.
The problem.
It's no logging of it.
But this is what I'm saying. Well, if you don't get through, there's no log. But I don't think the officers knew that was a problem. That technically it's not a life safety emergency.
No.
So they
absolutely.
So the right thing is to call 311. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure the officers that were telling you that did not know that there was that 45-minute hold. They wouldn't do that because they don't want this to keep happening either. You know, they want those calls to come in, so it allows them to do more targeted enforcement and stuff. So I guarantee they wouldn't make you call somewhere that's going to make you hold for 45 minutes.
Well,
if Officer Johnson were able to be here, I know he wanted to come and talk about that very issue, that please call so that they can log all the problems. Because if there's no evidence of it, it's just their word. And
how many square miles did you say that those officers are responsible for?
I don't know exactly. Clark County itself is 8,000 square miles, and they do probably a good third of it. Because they go from Prim.
So, and that's how many crazy. Officers?
At a time, two. At a time, there's two on duty.
Two, and there's actually three that rotate on to that.
Too. I don't know the exact numbers. I don't work for Metro. I don't know the exact numbers. But I know that they work as a pair.
Anyway, okay.
But yeah, those guys have I know there's frustration that you don't see them often enough, but let me tell you, they have if you see them at all, I think it's pretty amazing because they have such an enormous area to cover. It's almost the biggest area I've covered.
So I think that what we have to do is we have to start writing to the commissioners too and say, you know, we understand that, but how about increasing that two more?
Absolutely. I've always said that. I've always said that they've got those guys stretched out too far.
We have to be proactive writing them, and the CAC needs to make sure that gets on the agenda there, because basically, you know, we know it, but they don't know it, and you know it, and you tell them, but the more of us that write our email or whatever it is to either, probably Commissioner Bragger, but basically she can't do anything
is
without
to
the
choir.
Rest of them.
Maybe, let me find out who you should direct it to.
What about a petition?
She 100% is supportive
Absolutely.
Of our resident officers, And that program is always under fire. They're always trying to eliminate that program. And I know, I understand, because all of the areas I cover are resident officers, and they're amazing. They are absolutely amazing. And we need more of them, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand it. They don't understand the area they cover. So let me find out where to direct your energy, because I get right into the commissioner, but she knows. She already knows. So let me find out if it's fiscal affairs that you need to write to, or the sheriff. I don't know. But we want your energy to make the most impact. Mm-hmm. So I'll find out.
Absolutely.
Who that should be, yeah. Because I'm with you. I rely on those guys so much. And it's so valuable when they come in here and they know your area. You don't have to explain it. So anyway, we don't have a solution right now, but we're getting there.
They're your officers in Sandy too, right? Mm-hmm.
In Sandy, in Blue Diamond, in Calico Basin, in Trout Canyon, which is on the complete back side of the mountains. So if you got a call for an emergency in Trout Canyon, you're not going to see him tonight. You know, I mean, that's a good hour and a half away. So
that's crazy.
It's unfortunate, and they don't like it either, but what can you do? If that's your job.
And unfortunately, what we're dealing with is not a life-threatening problem. So when you do call 911, I've always done the 311 and just went through the channels and blah, blah, blah. Because it's not life-threatening.
Right.
And they do have a huge span, mm-hmm. and it's been that way for 25 years. I've lived here 25 years, it's been that way. And unfortunately, sometimes we feel like, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, but we're not that bad of a squeak to really
get
much help.
But I do have to tell you, when we met last Tuesday, those Metro officers didn't have to be told what the problem was. They know.
They know
what the problem is. They are frustrated with it too. So they were looking forward to a solution as well. So even though it may not seem like it, you guys have been heard. They are wanting a solution. I'm just the first person, I think, that's brought each individual together so we could all say, how do we do this? So hopefully...
It was really impressive to see all those different departments coming together. So
yeah, it was...
It's a good sign.
Yeah, it was quite a coup to get everybody there. NDOT was not there, but I think... Now that we have kind of a understanding with that group going to NDOT, now we can say, hey, we all met and this is going to work for everybody, so let's come, please get on board.
Well, I do hope that BLM does help you a lot, because they're the ones that started this whole mess.
It used to be way over there is where everybody played.
BLM
on the other side of I-15. That was opened up. They're the ones that opened this all up.
Yeah, no, BLM of everybody there was like, oh yeah, we can do that. I mean, there was no hesitation. So
who was your contact? Who was the person?
The guy that met is Stephen Leslie, but it's not his thing. He just is someone that I work with. And actually, afterwards, Kaizad and I were driving around looking at where we're going to put the horse crossing signs, and we were driving around a little bit, and we saw him walking the actual route. So I don't think he's the one that will do the right-of-way stuff, but he's the one that came out to me. He's just my contact at BLM.
That's good. But having dealt with BLM for 14 years at least, maybe 25 years now, and the last 12 years on this other trail that we've been trying to get. Anyway,
they're very frustrating.
I love the fact that you're helping us, but how long would you give a guess? I mean, is this 3 years?
Someone said 2 years.
Until then,
Maybe I'm naive. I don't see that it's going to take 2 years. That may be what it is. I don't know. This is, like I said, we're kind of charting a new course here, so.
Well, technically, like we've always been told, that these guys can ride on the roads between where they're getting on.
For a mile.
It's a mile, 1.2 miles from the gravel haul road to the Pioneer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they could ride all the way on that NDOT road without a trail. And that will motivate NDOT to get them off of that road, you would think.
Let me look into that a little more. The riding on the road is from trailhead to trailhead. But if they're coming here, this is not a trailhead. So I don't know if we can legally direct them to do that. We can't direct them to do something illegal. So.
But they go
I see where you're going with
without
that.
Any,
I know.
There's
I
no trailhead to. In town. That they go
right.
to, right?
But there is a legal speed limit of of 25 miles an hour that nobody pays attention to.
Even during the daytime with these go-karts going through the town, they're not doing the legal speed limit during the week.
So even if the law's in place, it's not, like you said, bad apples. So,
So I see what you're saying, and that's a good point, and I'll see if that's like an interim. Because
there's
I thought BLM...
I mean, 2 years, there's going to be something happen between now and 2 years.
Oh, I understand. I understand. I know. I don't want it to go 2 years either. I want to be done with it.
So
I want
why
this
not
over.
Take it on that? And then NDOT says, hey, you know what? We got to figure out a different way, too.
If we can. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know.
The other thing, when you get to talk to someone at NDOT, why don't you show them that speed limit sign going out of town? And find out who the inane person was that put a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. You can't get going 55 miles an hour there.
The speed limit thing is going to be a non-starter, and I'll tell you why, and why I know this personally. Because up in Mountain Springs, anybody that drives through Mountain Springs, that's a town there. You may not see it from the road, but there's a whole little town there. Smaller than this, but still there. Their speed limit going through there is 55. On one side of the road says 55, the other says 35. Mm-hmm. Right across from each other. And it makes no sense that you could be going those two speeds at the same point.
That's where the 25 and 55.
Right. So I tried every which way, the CAC up there, everyone tried to get NDOT to change that. Wouldn't change it. So then one day I had this epiphany, which I thought was an epiphany. They must not realize what we're actually saying. So I went and drove the whole thing and took pictures and put together a whole thing. And I got them to move the sign 3 feet. So, okay, I know, and believe me, I can usually talk people into stuff. I'm pretty good at that, and there was no go. So, I hear what you're saying, and I will bring it up, but I don't see that I'll be able to get that changed.
Okay, so now back to this trail. What kind of, I mean, you're going to actually, since they can go off-road, obviously, anyway, doesn't seem like they need much of a trail. They just need maybe some perimeter on it.
There will be a perimeter. And those are some of the things that Kaizad will know about, our traffic manager. And we talked about little barriers along there. If you have a whole concrete barrier, there has to be like a slope down at the end so people don't run it, impale themselves on the end of it. I mean, those are the finite things. Getting the trail to me is the priority. So we can work those other details out, but getting the trail designated is the important part. Mm-hmm. So.
And then signage.
Yeah.
Tons of signage.
Yeah, lots of signage, speed limits.
So we are 100% closer than we were before. Yeah, I mean, we have a plan.
Well,
so.
that's where you start.
So that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Megan. On to planning and zoning. Do we have any other items to discuss there?
If we ever have planning zoning, it will be listed.
Okay. And general business, the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. I handed those out to you last month. Did you have any concerns, things you want to change? All right, then we will just move ahead as they are.
Okay. Comments by the general public. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if we have one.
Yeah, I forgot to bring it up.
And clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length, we can do it now by majority vote. Any public comment? Anyone? Sounds like you guys got it all out already.
Steve.
It is related still to the same issue. Now, since we're probably going to be waiting some time for this trail to come to be, mm-hmm. how about some signage from the county before that actually says the speed limits? And basically, obviously there are some posted signs, mm-hmm. but maybe says these signs are going to be enforced. I mean, you shouldn't have to write that, but basically there's got to be something else that we can do to make sure that that the officers say, yeah, this can be enforced, and they don't say, it's not posted well enough. Or there's got to be something that you can have even at the edge of town that says, you know, visit all these roads are such and such. I've written the sign several times.
Yeah.
But who would I give it to? The county
attorney? I'll talk to Kaizan is who that would be. And I hear what you're saying. But I honestly believe that those people know what the speed limit is. It's not, you know, it's not 80 going through Good Springs. You know that. So I don't know that another 25 mile an hour sign is going to make them follow the rules.
That might be a task for me, okay. Like a flyer, and what's expected of them. I need to put that together. Okay. It's been too long. So I'll put that together, and when we get off-roaders there, we'll hand it to them. And we'll go, this is what's expected. You guys are in town, so please obey by the law. Yeah, I think that can have an impact.
Okay,
and maybe,
I will talk to Kaizan.
That would also address the sound, that there is actually...
Yes, yeah.
There is a sound, a noise ordinance.
There is an ordinance that, and we should identify it.
It'll
maybe
need to be here.
Definitely,
what
yeah.
The number is, and mm-hmm. What fine is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That'd be good. Yeah, so they know exactly what it is. I think it's, what, 10 o'clock? Yeah. I mean, it would be good if there were everybody, nothing's going on after mm-hmm. that, so...
Well, not even so much that, but even during the day, mm-hmm. you know, basically the guys, I mean, they like to show that their
yeah.
vehicle makes the most noise. But basically, you know, that should extend at least to the 55 mile an hour sign
yeah.
that you don't accelerate and
yeah.
do that until you get down to the next 55 mile an hour sign, which
yeah.
is past the Sandy Valley Road, which is where the 55 should start. Basically, something that says, you know, if you...
Yeah. We can put that in the flyer, too. It's
yeah.
like, I know the sign says 55, but you're still within the community. We want to keep the,
don't even
you know,
think about going 55.
Don't even think about it.
Well, that's
yeah.
kind of where I was going with the 360.
Yeah.
You know, basically, they don't do a whole lot that way. I understand that. They do it basically that way. But, you know, at least some kind of or a perimeter that
yeah.
kind of buffers us from the noise, the dirt, you know.
If you give me
even
guys,
if they
yeah.
do the route, we're still going to deal with some of that too.
Why don't I get your guys' emails, and then I'll just once I get put it together, I'll send it out to you guys.
Right.
So, and then if you get some thoughts, we can work on it together. That might be the best way to go.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like one that comes to my mind
yeah.
all the time is Tom Bergen. He's right on Olympic Boulevard in,
yeah.
in the center of L.A. It's a heck of a great spot.
Yeah.
But they have some great signage there
yeah.
that says, you know, we live in this neighborhood too,
exactly.
you know, basically.
Yeah.
And so we don't need the noise that you guys possibly could generate, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you become immune to signs because my husband even pointed out the other
yeah.
day, I guess on Sandy Valley Road, mile marker 8 is missing. And I said, I never even see the mile marker sign. So we become immune to them. Bringing it from a different point of view or a different angle
yeah, coming
might
from
have
a face.
More
yeah.
impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me handing it to him, one of the
yeah.
staff members handing it to him, go, hey guys, we appreciate coming out here, but you really have to be respectful. We don't want one bad apple to ruin it for everybody.
And that'll increase awareness of it in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it should.
That's a great
yeah.
Right.
That's good. Awesome.
We love that you want to go to the bar. We love that you want to go out
yeah.
and enjoy BLM, which they own too.
Yeah.
Yep.
BLM,
all
they
in.
Own it too.
We all own it.
So
yeah.
if that part... We can't stop, you know, and they are what I call renegades, weekend warriors, whatever you want to call them. You know, I used to be that, but I go Dumont.
Yeah.
But we are vastly becoming a little mini
yeah.
Dumont. Big time. If you've ever been to Dumont Dunes in California, trust me, it's huge.
Glamis,
any of them. And we're getting to that point. But we don't have the ATVs. We have those.
Side
by sides,
yeah.
which are even bigger
yeah.
and louder and more dirt. You know,
I have a suggestion. You know how when you go into small towns such as Boulder City, and right before you go into the town, there are signs talking about, you know, Lions Club and, you know, the population and things like that. Why don't we have a community sign that says, you know, please respect Good Springs and our neighbors. And, you know, drive 25. Most towns, small towns, have signage as you come into town. All we have is Welcome to Good Springs.
Right, we can get that. Those are, the structure is put up by NDOT, and then each sign has to be paid for by the individual.
individual entity.
And why not? And why not?
And
we can.
I definitely pitch in money.
Yeah. You know, if we're welcoming them to Good Springs, why don't we give them some more information about Good Springs?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, respect this town while you're here. You know, thank you for visiting. And by the way, it's 25.
Well, and if you see a dirt road, that doesn't mean it's just
like
BLM
that.
Property.
Which
it's
well,
private property.
But you know, small little messages that aren't abrasive, but yet informative, to remind them that people live here, and you're here as our guest, so please respect our community.
Well, and part of that, which is what is going on with the widening going through Mountain Springs, is making people more and more aware that it's a community.
Educate them.
I'll bet some people come out here and don't realize that it's a community where people are actually living.
Right.
Exactly.
Which you wouldn't think they,
it's
that
an
they
old
wouldn't
ghost
know
town,
that. But
really
I, right. I think some people may not get that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem with Mountain Springs as well. And so having that sign, even if you didn't have those messages, if you had Good Springs Historical Society,
yes,
and
right,
Volunteer Fire Department,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and all those things, it's just a subtle message saying this: you are entering a
you're
community.
In a town.
So
right.
I will talk to NDOT
you're
about
in a
getting
town.
The sign structure. And
let them know that they're here and we welcome them.
Yeah.
But, you know, just remind them that people live here.
Yeah, we
the first time I came here, you know, I didn't go past the Pioneer. Mm-hmm. And then 4 days later, I found a house and bought it. So once I found that people actually live here, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And that will be a way to bring awareness of the fact that it's a community.
Let them know it's a town.
Absolutely.
They don't know that.
Well, you know, my old schooling is I used to do a lot of four-wheeling with a vehicle, you know, 4x4 trucks. And I remember going out to Red Rock way before it was even Red Rock. And we'd be fopping along out there, and then all of a sudden, bam, there's someone's house. Oh! We would literally stop, back up in exactly the same trail we were on, and exit stage left. No, we didn't do Brodies. We didn't turn around and do some more Brodies, and turn around and be an ass. We left and respected that was that gentleman's property, and we had no clue what his boundaries were.
Right.
So we left.
That's the big problem.
But those days are gone.
But
well,
if we
could, society
has changed that we've got.
And society has changed. And BLM, those people are just as much right to get out there and ride on BLM. Because BLM is our property. But they just need to realize that we live here.
Well,
right.
Now
I've
we know.
And I've started doing the laundry 5 times in one day for one load.
Now we know that the county will pay for a sign.
And
that. NDOT,
because
sorry, will pay for a sign letting them know that you are now entering the town of Good Springs, population
mm-hmm.
201.
And there are limits of what can be put on there.
But
I think you can only put churches and nonprofits or school organizations.
We have a PTA.
But there's
society. We have a historical society.
Right.
That would be great.
No PTA.
Yep.
There's no PTA.
No PTA.
This is our community.
No.
Here's the population. And yeah, let them know. Okay. We are a little after 8. Any more public comments? Steve, thank you for that. You're about to raise your hand again.
No. I read that sign, and I'm so happy we have a new board. I gave that sign to the CAC at least 3 years ago.
Well,
anyway,
let's pound it.
We're going to do it.
Let's pound it. We got Megan. Anything can happen.
Yep.
Megan? Sorry. Pets.
Yes.
Did you say that you say something about the horse signs? Were you starting to say something about the horse signs?
Yes. When Kaizad was here, I took him out, and he goes, well, we can do that. Just tell me where to put them. So we I was only thinking about going that way, and so he kept driving, and I said, well, we can turn around. He goes, no, we need to see where to put them the other way. So that's his job, of course. That's what he does. But so we looked, and there were some horse droppings out there, so I gave him a general area where they should go. So you should be seeing those. And he even stopped and took a picture of the stop sign that has bullet holes in it, and he's going to get that replaced. So it was fantastic. He's from India, and he said he grew up in a small town similar to this in India, and he loved the town. In before the meeting, he actually drove around and was just charmed by the town. So it was pretty cool. Yeah.
So he talked about horse zoning.
No,
horse trails.
About the signs.
Just
to show where those burrows that have been showing up lately.
Oh, I almost hit them.
Yeah, which they go on my property and get
on the highway.
Yeah.
But the concern that was brought up a couple months ago was that they're kind of new to the area. They aren't here all the time. This is kind of a newer thing. So some of those trucks may not be aware. So we're just going to burrow crossing signs.
Nice.
Awesome. Which is good.
Yeah, on the whole route.
Right. And see, I guess that's kind of where I'm going. I hear a truck route all week long. Then the weekend comes, and then I hear, it's just like, okay, what happened to my peaceful piece of property I bought 25 years ago?
The world has happened.
It's grown up.
Plan on plans changing, right?
Yeah.
Right, that's for sure. Okay, no more, yes. I'm sorry, your name?
Our second gathering of our book club will be March 23rd, gathering at 6 o'clock. This is the book, and Jacques has a good supply.
March 23rd?
Yes, Invention of Wings by Sue Kidd. And even if you don't read the book, you're welcome to come and listen to the discussion and the fighting.
There was no fighting. We were very opinionated.
What did I mess out on?
The first one was really good. I was very ornery because I had just been through the Red Rock meeting for 8 hours of testimony from angry people, so I was a little ornery.
That's a rough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
Well,
just from what we hear, my heart goes out to you.
While I have an audience on this one, just to share just a little actual information about what we're talking about is the development by Jim Rhodes on Blue Diamond Hill, adjacent to Red Rock. A lot of misinformation has been put out there about that project, and I am not in favor or against the project in any way, but it is not within the conservation area. They're not building near the trails. They're building across the highway on the top of a mountain. So there's a lot of misconceptions about what's going on there, and so just to put that out there, it's the same commission, it's your commissioner that's over that area, and it's gotten very, very ugly, and a lot of it is because people just do not really understand the issue. So
that darn media.
Well, it's not. The media actually has done a pretty good job on this one. It's the opponents that it's a little bit of a scare tactic. Saying it's in Red Rock and it's not. So.
Well, we wish you the best.
Thanks. I have them tomorrow night. So.
Nice.
Be thinking of me, guys.
So with that, we have our next meeting date, March the 28th. Okay, we can go home. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Betcha.
Okay.